1 Kings chapter 14. At that time Abijah the son of Jeroboam fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray you, and disguise yourself, that you are not known to be the wife of Jeroboam, and get you to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. And take with you 10 loaves and hard biscuits and a cruse of honey, and go to him, he shall tell you what shall become of the child." And Jeroboam's wife did so and arose, and went to Shiloh, and came to the house of Ahijah. But Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. And Yahweh said to Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam comes to ask a thing of you for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shall you say to her, for it shall be, when she comes in, that she shall feign herself to be another woman." And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, "Come in, you wife of Jeroboam, why feign you yourself to be another? For I am sent to you with heavy tidings. Go tell Jeroboam, thus says Yahweh God of Israel, for as much as I exalted you from among the people, and made you prince over my people Israel, and tore the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it to you, and yet you have not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in my eyes, but have done evil above all that were before you, for you have gone and made you other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and have cast me behind your back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that urinates against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man takes away dung till it is all gone. Him that dies of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dies in the field shall the fowls of the air eat, for Yahweh has spoken it. Arise you therefore, get you to your own house, and when your feet enter into the city, the child shall die. And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward Yahweh God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, Yahweh shall raise him up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day, but what? Even now. For Yahweh shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land, which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking Yahweh to anger. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin, and who made Israel to sin." And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed, and came to Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were 22 years, and he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam the son of Solomon reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which Yahweh did choose out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah an Ammonitess. And Judah did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to the abominations of the nations which Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of Yahweh and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all, and he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so, when the king went into the house of Yahweh, that the guard bore them and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess, and Abijam his son reigned in his stead. 1 Kings chapter 15. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam the son of Nebat reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake did Yahweh his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem, to set up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the books of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam, and Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maachah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, as did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maachah his mother, even her he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with Yahweh all his days, and he brought in the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which himself had dedicated, into the house of Yahweh, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Bashar, king of Israel, all their days. And Bashar, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not grant any to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasuries of the house of Yahweh and the treasuries of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and you, and between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent to you a present of silver and gold. Come and break your league with Bashar, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." So Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the captains of the hosts which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ejon and Dan and Abel-Beth-Machar and all Cinneroth with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Bashar heard thereof, that he left off building of Ramah and dwelt in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah, none was exempted. And they took away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, with which Bashar had built, and King Asa built them with Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. The rest of all the acts of Azar, and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the books of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age he was diseased in his feet. And Azar slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead. And Nadab the son of Jeroboam began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin, with which he made Israel to sin. And Bashar the son of Ahijah of the house of Issachar conspired against him, and Bashar smote him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, for Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even in the third year of Azar king of Judah did Bashar slay him, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he reigned that he smote all the house of Jeroboam. He left not to Jeroboam any that he breathed until he had destroyed him, according to the saying of Yahweh, which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite. Because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin, by his provocation with which he provoked Yahweh God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? And there was war between Azar and Bashar king of Israel all their days. In the third year of Azar king of Judah began Bashar the son of Ahijah to reign over all Israel in Tirzah 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin, with which he made Israel to sin. 1 Kings chapter 16. Then the word of Yahweh came to Jehu the son of Hanani against Bashar, saying, "For as much as I exalted you out of the dust and made you prince over my people Israel, and you have walked in the way of Jeroboam, and have made my people Israel to sin, to provoke me to anger with their sins, behold, I will take away the posterity of Bashar and the posterity of his house, and will make your house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Him that dies of Bashar in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dies of his in the fields shall the fowls of the air eat." Now the rest of the acts of Bashar, and what he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Bashar slept with his fathers, and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son reigned in his stead. And also by the hand of the prophet Jehu the son of Hanani came the word of Yahweh against Bashar and against his house, even for all the evil that he did in the sight of Yahweh, in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, in being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. In the 26th year of Azar king of Judah began Elah the son of Bashar to reign over Israel in Tirzah 2 years. And his servant Zimri, captain of half his chariots, conspired against him as he was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, steward of his house in Tirzah. And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Azar king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he slew all the house of Bashar. He left him not one that urinates against the wall, neither of his relatives nor of his friends. Thus did Zimri destroy all the house of Bashar, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke against Bashar by Jehu the prophet. For all the sins of Bashar and the sins of Elah his son, by which they sinned and by which they made Israel to sin, in provoking Yahweh God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Azar, king of Judah, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tirzah, and the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And the people that were encamped heard say, Zimri has conspired, and has also slain the king. Therefore all Israel made Omri, the captain of the host, king over Israel that day in the camp. And Omri went up from Gibbethon, and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tirzah. And it came to pass, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house, and burnt the king's house over him with fire, and died. For his sins which he sinned in doing evil in the sight of Yahweh, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he did to make Israel to sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason that he worked, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people that followed Omri prevailed against the people that followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Azar, king of Judah, began Omri to reign over Israel. 12 years, 6 years reigned he in Tirzah. And he bought the hill of Samaria of Shema for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built after the name of Shema, owner of the hill, Samaria. But Omri worked evil in the eyes of Yahweh, and did worse than all that were before him. For he walked in all the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and in his sin, with which he made Israel to sin, to provoke Yahweh God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Omri which he did, and his might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab his son reigned in his stead. And in the 38th year of Azar, king of Judah, began Ahab the son of Omri to reign over Israel. And Ahab the son of Omri reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of Yahweh above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke Yahweh God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. In his days did Heal the Bethelite build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest son Segub, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by Joshua the son of Nun. 1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, As Yahweh God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, Get you away, and turn you eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of Yahweh, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of Yahweh came to him, saying, Arise, get you to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, As Yahweh your God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, Fear not, go and do as you have said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it to me, and after make for you and for your son. For thus says Yahweh God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that Yahweh sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of Yahweh which he spoke by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, What have I to do with you, O you man of God? Have you come to me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said to her, Give me your son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft, where he stayed, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto Yahweh, and said, O Yahweh my God, have you also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn, by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto Yahweh, and said, O Yahweh my God, I pray you, let this child's soul come into him again. And Yahweh heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, See, your son lives. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of Yahweh in your mouth is truth. 1 Kings chapter 18. And it came to pass after many days that the word of Yahweh came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared Yahweh greatly. For it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Yahweh, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, Go into the land to all the fountains of water and to all brooks. Perhaps we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Are you that my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that you would deliver your servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As Yahweh your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my Lord has not sent to seek you. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, and they found you not. And now you say, Go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of Yahweh shall carry you where I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he shall slay me, but I, your servant, feared Yahweh from my youth. Was it not told my lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Yahweh? How I hid 100 men of Yahweh's prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, Go tell your lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, As Yahweh of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, "Are you he that troubles Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of Yahweh, and you have followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent to all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together to Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, "How long halt you between two opinions? If Yahweh is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah to the people, "I, even I only, remain a prophet of Yahweh, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call you on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of Yahweh. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." And Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for you are many. And call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under." And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, "O Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them, and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he sleeps and must be awakened." And they cried aloud, and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." And all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of Yahweh that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yahweh, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain two measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, "Fill four barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood." And he said, "Do it the second time," and they did it the second time. And he said, "Do it the third time," and they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, "Yahweh God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Yahweh, hear me, that this people may know that you are Yahweh God, and that you have turned their heart back again." Then the fire of Yahweh fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, "Yahweh, he is the God! Yahweh, he is the God!" And Elijah said to them, "Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape." And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Get you up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked, and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there rises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot, and get you down, that the rain stop you not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of Yahweh was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.